This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, while we're watching the pretty bad storms hitting the East Coast, I guess my brother-in-law was caught in a tornado. He lives in middle to upstate New York. And even though they had said no tornadoes hit, he was in a tornado. Apparently, these little isolated tornadoes, I think they killed one child. Somebody else got hit right in front of him with a tree, flying trees. He described it. I should get him on the show. But he's, I think he's already back at work telling everybody his story. He's like, I tell everybody, you know, what happened to me. I'm like, you know, okay. You know, you need to do that. You know, maybe you'll get to, you know, get some free lunch or somebody will hopefully, you know, treat you nicer at work because of this. But that's some scary stuff. He thought he almost died. Apparently he said it was like, you couldn't see at all around you. With the wind and all, you couldn't see anything. There was debris, window shattering, and, that's New York. I always thought tornadoes was, you know, Midwest thing, and every now and then you'd have some isolated stuff. But apparently a tornado, you know, just to kind of recap some meteorology for y'all, is, yeah, like, I would love to be a meteorologist. I would love it. I'd be like, I'll take a look, we got, you know. Let me explain storms. I always thought storms and clouds and cumulonimbus clouds. I always thought that stuff was pretty cool. But anyway, a tornado is where you got these violently rotating columns of air. They're columns. Even though you see rain going horizontal and things going horizontal, it's a column of air and extends from a thunderstorm to the ground. And sometimes it'll be a funnel cloud, but sometimes it won't. It won't have that look, but it'll still be considered a tornado. So some people will say, all right, well, you know, it wasn't a official tornado. Yeah, it was. Okay, if stuff went sideways, it's a tornado. Okay? Now, they cause huge damage. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize is the smallest of things could cause the most damage. A little baby fleck of wood could impale your eye. Little tiny things that are being whipped around can hurt you pretty badly. And so they say 1,200 tornadoes hit the United States every year, and they say every state is at risk. If you think living in, you know, Nevada, you're okay, or no, tornadoes could hit anywhere. Of course, many of them occur east of the Rockies. We see them in the central and southern plains, Gulf Coast, even Florida. They could strike anywhere. We usually see them between the spring and the summer months, according to Ready.gov. Spring and summer months, so we are kind of in tornado season. Because this is where a lot of thunderstorms happen. They're not necessarily the cold winter storms. Sometimes you need a little bit of the heat, but they can occur anywhere, middle of the night, during the day. They say most often they occur 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. So, schools, malls, other buildings, all right, they're supposed to identify where the best refuge is. Okay, you know, basements seem to be really nice in tornadoes. Okay, because you kind of want to be in a closed space. You don't want to be near windows. If you do live in a tornado area, you want to have an emergency kit. You want to have a family communications plan. Don't expect cell phone towers to be working. If you guys have ham radios, my father-in-law has a ham radio. Well, I was surprised too. I'm like, is that kosher? It's like, it's not ham, dummy. It's a radio. We call them ham radios. I guess they were really, really big in the olden days. And so he has that. The only problem is I don't have a ham radio. So if he's trying to reach me, if you can't Snapchat me, Facebook poke me, tweet me, or text me, you're not getting a hold of me. Most likely, though, I'm not going to be the first person on this list to get a hold of because I'm not Miss Meteorologist, okay? I don't think I would be, you know, I could offer some medical advice. Rather than that, I don't really have a lot of value to the family. I don't. I could see him wanting to call my husband because that's his son, you know, but I don't really add a lot of value, as you can see. All right, they want us to listen to the NOAA weather radio or commercial radio or newscast. So this is where GCN Live or terrestrial radio is exactly who you want to turn into, because radio stations and their reach and their signal might be the only way that you'll be able to know what's going on. Like the tornado that hit Joplin, it was the AM radio stations that were able to direct and find people's loved ones, and they had their acts together. And it was, I mean, TV and everybody else did too. Everybody stepped up, but apparently people got a lot of their information from AM radio. So very, very cool. So how do you tell a tornado could be coming? Well, the scar gets really dark. Sometimes it could get greenish. You could have hail that's starting to get bigger, larger hail. You could have a large, dark, low-lying cloud. If you start to see a cloud that's moving, flee. Sometimes you can hear a loud roar because you have a lot of clouds hitting each other in this. Okay? You need to take shelter immediately because they can strike fast, little or no warning. Remember when we saw Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt? They had no clue. They were running around with their truck, and there was a Dodge Ram? Damn, I wanted Dodge Ram after that movie. So they'll start to pick up dust and debris. Most tornadoes move southwest to northwest, but they can move any direction they like because they're tornadoes. Sometimes you'll see water spouts if they're over water. All right, so during a tornado, you need to go to a pre-designated area. It has to be built to FEMA criteria, and FEMA has criteria. If you can get to the lowest level below the ground storm cellar, that's awesome. Go to a small interior room on the lowest level. Don't go upstairs. Don't hide upstairs. Maybe get into a closet, into your hallway. You got to get away from corners, windows, doors, outside walls. Away from windows, maybe get under a sturdy table, cover your head, neck, arms, cover your body, heavy coat, blankets, etc. Why? Because things are going to be flying at you. In a high-rise building, you got to go to a small interior room or hallway. Do not open the windows to stick your head out and go, oh, is the tornado coming? Don't be doing any selfies. No selfies. Okay? If you are in a portable, you got to get out. Those things are going to fly. You got to go. You have to get out of a mobile home. If you're outside, you need to buckle your seatbelt, drive to the closest shelter, or take cover in your stationary vehicle. Put your seatbelt on, cover your head. They say do not go to an overpass or a bridge. You're safer in a flat location. That's what they say. All right, guys, be safe out there. 1-877-DOCBELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right? So a bunch of states are suing the maker of OxyContin. Six more states have now decided to sue, including my state, Nevada, Texas, I believe Tennessee. And the attorney generals in six states filed lawsuits yesterday against the maker of OxyContin and other pain medicines for what, according to USA Today, the Texas attorney general called misleading marketing tactics that are fueling the nation's opioid epidemic. So the Texas lawsuit accuses Purdue Pharma, which is the manufacturer of OxyContin, of violating the, quote, Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, by aggressively selling its products when it knew their drugs were potentially dangerous and that its use had a high likelihood of leading to addiction. And again, we'll talk about this and how it can trickle down to us. Okay? Although many of you have listened to my show, know where I'm going with this. But, quote, when it knew their drugs were potentially dangerous and that its use had a high likelihood of leading to addiction. There's a lot of drugs out there that lead to addiction. I'm not a big fan of OxyContin. I don't think I ever prescribed it once. But we'll talk about this. According to Attorney General Paxton, he says, as Purdue got rich from sales of its opioids, Texans and others across the nation were swept up in a public health crisis that led to tens of thousands of deaths each year due to opioid overdoses. So Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, North Dakota, Tennessee have all filed similar lawsuits against a drug maker whose headquarters is in Stamford, Connecticut. All were filed within their state courts. Attorney General Pam Bondi in Florida added four more opioid manufacturers and distributors to her state's complaint, Endo Pharmaceuticals. Now, Endo makes Percocet and Opana. I can't tell you how many of my patients have taken Opana prescribed by their pain doctor. Johnson & Johnson is being sued and some subsidiaries. They make Duralgesic and Tapentadol. Allergan makes Cadian and Norco. Cephalon makes Actique and other generic opioids. Generic opioids. Listen to this. Generic opioids. Manufacturers are going to be sued. This is going to affect all of us. And distributors, Amerisource, E. Bergen, Cardinal Health, McKesson, Mallinckrodt, they failed to report suspicious orders while knowing these customers were filling an inordinate number of prescriptions. They say we are in the midst of a national opioid crisis, claiming 175 lives a day nationally and 15 lives a day in Florida. She accused the companies of profiting from the pain and suffering of Floridians. So Purdue spokesman Robert Josephson said the company had hoped to resolve Paxton's and the other state's concerns without litigation. They say we are disappointed that after months of good faith negotiations, working towards a meaningful resolution to help the state of Texas address the opioid crisis, the Attorney General has unilaterally decided to pursue a costly and protracted litigation process. We vigorously deny these allegations and look forward to the opportunity to present our defense. Again, I have some opinions on that as well. In Tennessee, Attorney General Herbert Slattery alleged that Purdue violated a 2007 settlement with the state and knew patients were dying from overdoses and that its drugs were being illegally sold to non-patients. Now, that's kind of, if they knew that there was illegal distribution, yeah, they could get in trouble for that. Slattery led a 40-state probe of opioid manufacturers and distributors and said his state's complaint was submitted in Knoxville under temporary seal to protect the confidentiality of information that Purdue provided to investigators. Now, let me see. Adam Laxalt. Nevada State Attorney General Adam Laxalt, good guy, said Purdue's deception lined the pockets of its owners and led to the deaths and hospitalization of thousands of Nevadans. Okay, so a lot of people are mad at Big Pharma. It's really easy to go after Big Tobacco, Big Pharma, anybody big. You know, it's a great soundbite. Anybody big, and we being the underdog, we usually will get some support. Okay? I'm like, yeah, let's go after Big Pharma. Okay? But let's talk about some of the ramifications of this. I'm a little shocked also that it has to be a big, vocal, media-frenzied lawsuit. If you really think a pharmaceutical company is the result of people shooting up heroin and dying, does it really have to be a big, you know, all these lawsuits, does it really have to be this vocal? Oh, for politics, it's great. Texas is doing something. Florida is doing something. Nevada is doing something. And again, as a politician, if I was a politician, I'd have to look like I'm doing something. You doing nothing looks bad, so you got to do something. So, all right, you know what? If everybody's suing OxyContin, I could do that. OxyContin, Purdue has been sued before. It's not the first time. That company has gotten hit with lawsuits because OxyContin had been linked to respiratory depression. So it's a dangerous and powerful drug. It is. But if it's such a dangerous and powerful drug, why is it still on the market? Whenever a drug is dangerous, it's taken off the market. Vioxx was deemed dangerous. It was off the market. Celdane, taken off the market. I think Aptos, FDA, I believe, took it off the market. Diabetic medication. So if OxyContin was that dangerous, why was it still on the market? Well, I'll tell you why. Because people in retractable pain needed it. Government didn't think it was necessary to take it off the market. Pain management doctors had people evaluated, signed consents, monitor them. The medication is one of the strongest ones out there we have orally for people to manage their pain. So the drug company still exists. The drug still exists. People are still able to get the medication. But if it's so, so dangerous, why is it still on the market? My guess is we know that it's addictive, just like Xanax is addictive. Valium is addictive. Nasal sprays, over-the-counter nasal sprays are addictive. People get tolerant to them. They need them. If not, they get the withdrawal or the rebound congestion. Visine eye drops could be technically addictive. You use Visine to get the red out, and then all of a sudden, as soon as an eye drop wears off, the red could come back. So there's potential for, quote-unquote, addiction or tolerance to a lot of medications out there. Imodium. So do we sue everybody? And if a generic pain company, if a generic company making generic medications is getting sued, how many new companies do you think or existing companies are going to want to provide us our pain medication? We're already hearing that pain medication is getting harder to come by. Those of you in pain are scared to death. We have pain. We've always had pain. We've always used things for pain throughout our lives. Some people would use alcohol. Some people would use opium. But pain is something that people have suffered with, and maybe now our perception is we want to treat the pain sooner. I'm surprised we have this many people addicted to pain medications. But suing OxyContin, if they had deliberately, you know, like Big Tobacco, you know, hid data and tried to say it wasn't addictive, I thought that OxyContin always told us it was addictive. It's a narcotic. Any narcotic's addictive. So, you know, my guess is in the courts, there'll be evidence brought up, and however the judges or the juries decide to go, there'll be enough evidence to sway them one way or the other. But I don't care about OxyContin getting sued. I care about you guys getting the medicines that you need when you need it. And when you scare any company or any future company from providing a product in fear that, well, you should have known it was addictive and dangerous, well, then that company is going to probably be like, you know what, I'm out. You know what, I won't do Valium or Xanax or sleeping pills or certain hormones or, you know, you put a woman on postmenopausal hormone therapy or a man on testosterone and then you take it away, they may go through some withdrawal. Is that considered addictive? Is that considered dangerous? So what other drugs would qualify for lawsuits later? You know, I don't want to scare the pharmaceutical companies too much. I want medicines out there, people. 1-877-DELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I got an email on Facebook or message in Messenger from a listener who said that her doctor is male and never listens to her heart, never touches her, never has her address. She's been going to him now for years, and he won't touch her. He'll have a nurse take the blood pressure, take a pulse, but he won't touch her. And she, you know, I guess is curious about that. And it's interesting, because that's not the first time I've heard this. I've heard from people that they don't seem to be touched by their doctor. No one's listened to their heart. No one's having them address and listen to their back. You know, we're coming into, we are in Skin Cancer Awareness Month. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So we're talking about skin cancer and, you know, and sunscreens and all that. And you need to be naked for your physical. We don't want to be. I don't want to be. Sounds like doctors don't want you to be. But who's looking for melanoma on you? Who's looking for rashes or dermatological manifestations of internal malignancy or chronic disease? It's a fancy way of saying skin signs that something bad is going on the inside. And on one end of the spectrum, we have this Michigan State University settlement. You heard $500 million settlement because of Larry Nassar, the sports doctor that abused over 300 women and girls. We're going to be talking about that. That, by the way, that was, I think, a bigger settlement than what Penn State University had to do with Coach Jerry Sandusky, with allegedly what happened there. So we'll talk about that. So you have some idiots out there, very, very bad people that assault others. But you also have a growing population of medical providers that are scared to death of being accused falsely or mistaken for something. And we've talked about this on my show, too. And me, as a doctor, as a female doctor, I am a little freaked out that a lot of patients out there and a lot of my listeners aren't getting their heart listened to, aren't getting their lungs listened to. Now, I teach students. I teach at Troy University of Adam, and I teach students to, when you put a stethoscope on a person, do it on the skin, okay? You know, listen on the skin. And don't do it over their jacket, all right, because you're not going to hear heart sounds. But the average doctor will not go under the shirt, or they won't have you lower the shirt. They'll just do it on top of the clothes. And you can hear murmurs over the clothes. You can. It's not ideal. But you need to really get that stethoscope in there, and you need to not have the, you know, sound of clothes, you know, obscuring what you're trying to hear, especially if you're trying to hear for a faint, innocent little murmur. Well, not innocent, but a faint murmur or the start of something. You know, when we auscultate, there is an art to that, especially those of us hard of hearing. I have difficulty hearing with sound discrimination, but if I'm in the studio or if I'm listening with a stethoscope, I can hear because you don't have other outside sounds. And so there's an art to it. And you have, from what I'm hearing, more and more providers out there not wanting to go near the breasts. Go, you want to know what? You could go see a cardiologist. Are you having any issues? I'm not going to go there. The fear of being accused of improperly touching you. Now, some people will say, well, Dr. Wax, you know what? Or Dr. Dahlia, look, when you listen to the heart, you don't really have to need to go near the breasts. You actually do. You need to really get up under that breast to listen to the heart appropriately. In fact, we teach medical students to ask the patient to lift their breast out of the way. Now, for me, I would take the bell of the stethoscope and push the breast tissue up, or I would have the patient lie down so the breast would go up, in my case, fall completely off the table, so at least I could get to the chest. But you kind of want the heart closer to the chest wall, not with gravity sinking to the posterior chest. So we're actually not doing our patients a service, bypassing breasts, trying to be, you know, progressive in this day and age, try not to do anything wrong, and we're not examining you. I don't know how to fix that. And if I was a male doctor, I don't blame you for being concerned. One of my male doctor friends, he had to listen to the heart of the patient. The patient was actually also a friend of mine. She had a big fit that the stethoscope was on her breast. Well, if he didn't want to move the breast or ask you to move the breast, he put the stethoscope on your left chest. Your breast is there. And so assault and the definition of assault, when it's gray like this, is gray. I mean, you know, assault as in rape, that's assault. Somebody grabbing your breast, somebody grabbing your butt, somebody sticking his tongue in your mouth or her tongue in your mouth, that's assault. But when you have an exam, it's tricky. Very, very tricky.
because there are people out there using the exam as a time for abuse. I told you guys, I had, when I was really younger, I had just had a kidney stone, and I was sent to a kidney doctor, not a urologist originally, a kidney doctor. And this kidney doctor had me completely naked, had the nurse leave the room, gave me only a little baby tray liner to cover up, which didn't, and he felt everything. And I didn't realize that was assault until years later when I was in medical school. And they're like, well, you know, so what else do you do for a kidney stone? I go, well, you didn't examine the breast. You didn't touch the vagina. You didn't go into and, well, no, you don't necessarily have to touch a vagina when somebody has a kidney stone. And he wasn't doing a pelvic exam. He just touched me. He used that opportunity to just have at it. And I was a little, I was a 19-year-old. I had never gone to a grown-up doctor before, so I didn't know. I was like, I guess that's what doctors do. So, yeah, there are doctors out there that do assault you. So when you have, when you hear stories like that, in fact, there's some new news. Let me bring this up here. Apparently, USC, we're being told, had a gynecologist. Dr. George Tyndall was hired by USC in 1989, had faced complaints in the 1990s. Apparently, he was unnecessarily taking photos of women's vaginas, inappropriately touched students while making sexual remarks. He resigned last year. From what we understand, with an undisclosed payout, intends to continue practicing, and these allegations happened during a decades-long career. Apparently, L.A. Times did exclusive interviews from 40 current and former employees, etc. He denies the allegations, says he's always followed correct medical procedure. But the average patient listening to this going, wait a second. So somebody during my exam, when I'm vulnerable and naked, could assault me. Looks like in a very, very rare case, if there's an idiot that made it, you know, that made his way through medical school, nobody should get through medical school being a predator, but it looks like some people have. Then, yes, there's a chance that you can be. It's rare. But other doctors are like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what? I don't have to go there. I don't have to go there. And, yes, you could have a nurse in the room, et cetera. Now that's what everybody does. Everybody has a nurse in the room. All right? And the nurses have to watch. And they, you know, yeah, so no privacy. Sorry, you are not going to get privacy. There will be an audience in the room because the doctor has to protect themselves because he can't be accused. And maybe that protects you, having somebody else there in the room. But medicine is different now. And if you want your heart checked, right, you may have to go to a cardiologist or somebody that will get in there and really listen. You know, when you go for a gynecological exam, somebody's got to get in there. If you go for a prostate exam, somebody has to get in there. And we doctors are trained to, you know, examine you like we would examine any other body part. But when I hear that some doctors are, you know, skipping it because they don't want to be, you know, accused of something, I don't blame them. It's a shame. It's a real sad truth. But, I mean, I can see why. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Leanne writes, that's why I don't go for pap smears anymore. That's all she writes. So my guess is some of you guys aren't even getting gyne exams anymore. But let's talk about what's been happening in the news. Michigan State University today announced a $500 million settlement with more than 300 women and girls who said they were assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar in the worst sex abuse case in sports history, according to CBS News. The deal surpasses the more than $109 million that Penn State University paid to settle claims by at least 35 people. That assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky had sexually abused boys. Though the Nazareth settlement involves obviously far more victims, nine times more victims. Michigan State and lawyers for 332 victims announced the deal after negotiating privately with the help of a mediator. Under the agreement, $425 million would be paid to current claimants, and $75 million would be set aside for any future claims. Now, they say the statement does not indicate how much money each victim would receive. It also doesn't say how Michigan State will pay the bill. Michigan State was accused of ignoring or dismissing complaints about Nassar, some as far back as the 1990s. But the school has insisted that nobody covered up assaults. So, according to Brian Breslin, chairman of Michigan State's governing board, we are truly sorry to all the survivors and their families for what they have been through, and we admire the courage it has taken to tell their stories. We recognize the need for change on our campus and in our community around sexual assault awareness. Now, Nassar had pleaded guilty to molesting women and girls under the guise that it was treatment. He was also found to have child pornography and is serving prison sentences that will likely help likely keep him locked up for life. He treated campus athletes, a lot of young gymnasts in his Michigan State office, and he also earned an international reputation for working for the USA Gymnastics training Olympians. So Jordan Weber, Allie Reisman, Gabby Douglas, Michaela Maroney said they were among Nassar's victims. So obviously this settlement was historic. It's made multiple headlines, and this is one of the biggest settlements we've ever heard of. The announcement comes as some victims are demanding that the state of Texas take action against two legendary gymnastics coach. The former gymnastics claimed that Bella and Martha Caroli, who ran a USA Gymnastics Training Center in Texas for nearly 20 years, knew about the abuse and didn't try to stop it. So if you know about the abuse, if you know something's happening and you don't say anything, you're getting in trouble. You're going down, even if it was years ago. So there's a movement that obviously many of us are aware of, Time's Up, Me Too, and this movement has evolved faster than any other movement I've seen. I think it came out decades late. You know, this is something that probably should have come out decades ago. For those of us that were assaulted, it would have been nice to be able to say something. I didn't. When I went through mine, there was no way I was going to say anything. Because the person who did it, everybody liked. We're not talking about the doctor, we're talking about somebody else. And I was like, no one's going to believe me, you know, and they're going to say it was my fault. And then I started to convince myself, well, I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, it would have been nice to have that freedom. Would I have said anything? Still, maybe no. You know, I like to keep that kind of stuff private. I didn't want to be known for that. And so I, especially so young, in my medical career, I wasn't going to. And you know, I mean, I'm honest. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I would have spoken up and tried to protect other women. I would have probably taken the route of, no, I'm going to keep my head in the sand. You do that when things happen to you. You do that. You know, you can act like psychologically you got it, you know, covered. You know, oh, man, I would have kicked his butt. Or have you guys ever seen that Key and Peele video where they're talking about each other's wives, and you know, Keith would be like, and she told me this, and I was like, oh, please, you know, and they act all tough, like, oh, you know what, if my wife did that, I would have been like, and I did this, and all of a sudden the wives come like, oh, yes, ma'am, okay, and they act completely different, okay, that's me, I think that's a lot of us. We're like, oh, man, if that happened to me, I would have been all up in their business, or I would have taken them down, or I would have, no. You could say anything you want to say, but when stuff happens, you freeze. Now, as an ER doc, I wouldn't freeze with patients. I'd jump all over it, but I did freeze, and I froze with my son. My son got his finger caught in the door, and for a few seconds, I froze. Now, I took him to the office, I gave him a digital block, I calmed him down, covered it up, took him to the ER, but I still froze for a couple seconds. You don't know psychologically what you would do. My house had a fire.
I'm still one of the luckiest people alive, but yeah, I've kind of been through a lot. And so my house had a fire when I was a little girl. And I remember the Dick Van Dyke commercials, Roll Dick Roll. And you would roll on the ground, and you would roll and stop. And I think it was roll, stop, but these commercials had same, because Dick Van Dyke, they were, I don't know. But anyway, I just remember Dick Van Dyke getting on the ground and rolling around. So I dropped because you saw the smoke, you know, the plumes of smoke covering the ceiling and coming in waves. It was rough. It was a very violent-looking thing. And my dad grabs me and gets me out of the house because I'm rolling on the ground. And I thought I was doing what I was supposed to because I saw the commercials, but no, you try to leave the house before you get on the ground and roll. I mean, but you know what? I stayed low. I didn't have my shoes on, so I was outside barefoot and cold. But, you know, you think you would do something, you know, like, all right, well, if I was getting a guide exam and somebody was assaulting me, I would kick him in the face. No, you freeze or you don't know it's happening. Same thing with being raped. When you're raped, you're a lot of times in shock. You freeze. And if you try to start fighting, it hurts more, so you back off. You're like, you know what, let him finish. It's going to be less painful. But you don't really have the logic. Like when you're sitting comfortably at your desk or sitting comfortably, oh, yeah, first time things like this happen to you, you're in shock. You know? And so, for those people surprised that, okay, well, all these people are coming out, and why did they say something before, and why didn't they? No. When it happens to you, you feel like you're the only one, you're embarrassed, you're not going to say something. So there's a lot of people out there that they're not going to say something. Where I get upset is when, you know, some people are taking advantage and saying, oh, yeah, you know, he forced me to sleep with him, and they're like, wait a second, we were dating for a while, and you wanted us to, now you're saying it wasn't consensual? That I have a problem with. Okay? Flipping and all of a sudden going, nah, I didn't want it. But, you know, and again, how do you prove it? It's such a fine line. A lot of people did engage in sexual activity that wasn't consensual. It was forced. And so, you know, a settlement like this is historic. And obviously if Michigan State employed him, they're going to be the ones where the money is. You know, when attorneys sue, when the attorneys go after somebody, you know, their job is to provide for the victims. And so you could only get so much out of the doctor. So then whoever employs that doctor is going to then be sued, is then going to be. And if they covered it up and there's a way to tie that, yeah. So you have to be also very careful of who you employ, which is why we're seeing a much different culture now, where if there is any hint of sexual assault or sexual wrongdoing, you're not going to be employed. So we're all scared to death of saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, accidentally running into somebody, accidentally touching somebody. It's all, you know, and rightfully so. It's a scary, scary time. But I'm wondering if we're going to see a big push later for just women examining women, men examining men, men working with men, women working with women. As we try to reach all this progression, I just see society go, you wonder what? We just can't take the risk. Men in one room, women in the other. Just kind of like the olden days. You see things go back full circle. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.